listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to the Rust Day Gymnasium here at Bourbon County. Second game for a doubleheader. Lady Indians have won 54-31 over the Lady Colonels. Now the Indians are up. Ivan Rawls is with Montgomery County head coach Jason Mays.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Montgomery County Indians, Coach Jason Mays. Coaches will always say there's no more important game than our next one, and that truly is the case here because there is something at stake with this game, although you just want to see your team play, be its best version.
Yeah, I do. You know, they haven't quit all year long, and I'm sure there's been moments where it would have been easier to do that. I'm just waiting for that to all come together and for us to play a complete game. I'm hoping it's today. There are obviously some things riding on the outcome of this game. So if we win, we'll be in a three-way tie. And then Tuesday morning, we'll figure out what seed we are for the district tournament.
Today you get senior Brick and Decker back. He does have that mask on his face. There's always a challenge with that and for shooters and how it may affect their sight lines. Talk about the Brecken coming back, and do we expect him to play a volume of minutes that he's accustomed to?
He's starting. I need to break him a little bit, but one of the things I'm doing, we really studied our analytics, and we're only averaging 12 points a game in the fourth quarter. We're averaging one more foul in the fourth quarter than all the other quarters. And that's just because we're getting tired. So, I got to play Matthew and Dane and Isaiah and Price a little bit more. I got to get guys breaks earlier in the game. So look for me to do that, and Brecken will be one of those guys.
Talk about the first matchup between these two teams, MCHS Arena. What did you learn in that matchup, and what did the Indians have to do better today that they didn't do that night?
Well, I learned that we weren't comfortable winning. That was the first game where I was like, come on, guys. We had this game in the bag. I also know that we didn't have Tice. Luke got hurt that game. And there was a lot of things. Hopefully we're better today than we were then.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Jason Mays has to get out to center court to meet with the officials. And we're going to take us a break right here. And we'll take a 90-second timeout when we return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch's Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchesAuto.com. If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're back now. I was caught up with the head coach of Bourbon County.
All right, Dan, here with Derek Brooks, head coach for the Colonels of Bourbon County. Coach, a lot of state today. You were able to do what coaches always say, can we break serve on a team? You did that against Montgomery County. Now you got to protect home court in what is expected to be a really good matchup today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, playing against a Coach Mays team, just been knowing him for all of my life pretty much. Know that he had his team prepared. They played a great schedule this year, a tough schedule, which always shows a testament of your team and how tough you are towards the end of the season, postseason. But, you know, and they've been, like you said, they've been dealing with a few injuries off and on here and there. So we're just ready to come in. We know it's going to be a challenge. We know their backs against the wall. They know we're both fighting for a seed. And we're both trying to stay away from that coin toss. So it's definitely going to be a fight tonight.
Talk about the challenges for your team throughout this season. So, the things that you felt like you had to overcome and that you hope you continue to overcome going forward.
Well, we was able to overcome and knew that we was a very talented team individually. And the only way that works with success is that everybody has to make plays for each other. Everybody has to share. Everybody has to sacrifice their individual game for, you know, to be something bigger than something greater than yourself. That's achieving this one common goal, and that's to win basketball games and go as far as you can as a team. And, of course, you know, the distractions, the adversity we've been going through, our guys have been able to lock in and understand the locker room and keep the locker room tight and just be able to focus in and being able to play better and taste a little success. So, you know, just keep going.
What needs to happen today for your Colonels to have success in this matchup?
We have to be able to have a good start. We have to start early. But if we want to have a chance at this and be that second seed, we're going to have to play early, great, and actually have to take Montgomery out of the game plan and be physical and rebound the ball.
Scariest thing about this Montgomery County team when you see them?
They have not played together, that four or five guys that he's got. I think Coach Mays told me they may play four or five games together. So it's always scary. He said those four or five guys are pretty talented. So we're going to watch that too. So, you know.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Man.
All right. That's Derek Robinson, head coach for the Bourbon County Colonels. We're inside of 8 minutes here of this 40th district matchup as the Indians are on the road here this afternoon in this matchup that will tell us a lot about how things will shake down for the upcoming 40th district postseason play. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout when we return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
We're back here at the Rust Day Gymnasium. Montgomery County and Bourbon County Raiders square off again. The Lady Indians won earlier, 54-31. A triple-double today for Savannah Jarvis in points and block shots and rebounds. Hayden Berry led the Lady Indians with 28. And, again, a tough shooting day for those teams. In this contest, you've heard what it means. Montgomery County loses this game. They become the fourth seed. They'll play Clark County in the opening round of the 40th District Tournament at Clark County. If Montgomery County wins, then they have a 2 out of 3 chance of drawing the right pill and not playing Clark County, being matched up with either Bourbon or Paris in the other game. So Bourbon really knows what they're playing for. They know if they win, they get opposite the Paris Greyhounds in the opening round of the district. And Montgomery County, well, they know they're playing for a chance to get a seat opposite Clark County. And Clark County, obviously, the predominant favorite in the 40th district. And with this Montgomery County program, they have not been to the regional tournament the last couple of years. So, you know, you take that in consideration. Bourbon County, though, they're looking to get into the regional. In this series, Montgomery County has won 41 of the last 54 games. So the Indians have dominated, but Bourbon County won earlier this year, 56-48. And Montgomery County had some things not certainly not in their favor in that game, playing at home early in the season. New coach, injured player, and another player that got injured during the game. And hey, there are some of those things that you can talk about that might make a difference coming up in this game. I don't know if they really matter or not. This Bourbon County team, they're coming off a victory over Paris. They come in with an 11-13 record under Derek Robinson, and I think they feel pretty good about their team, and they again have beaten Montgomery County earlier in the year. So the Indians have been back to the locker room already. They're back out warming up. Bourbon County just now coming back out from the locker room. We're going to head out for this additional timeout, and then we'll be back and get ready for the starting lineups as the Indians and the Colonels play here at the Rust Day Gymnasium this afternoon. We're back in 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Number three, Luke Fons. Number four, Ethan Dunn. Number 11, Brecken Docker. And number 12, Isaiah Gresham. Number 14, Dawson Gentry. The Indians are coached by Jason Mays. And now start line for your Bourbon County Lady Colonels. Edgar, number one, Demarion Bird. At guard, number three, Noah Earlywine. At four, number 10, Bradley Robinson. At four, number 11, Amari Bartleson. And at center, number 44, Nash Wilson. Your colonels are coached by Derek Robinson.
And so there we have the starting lineups for Bourbon County. Noah Earlywine, 6'2 sophomore, he can score. Amari Bartleson, 6'5 and a sophomore. Demarion Bird, a 6'1 junior. Nash Wilson, a 6'6 sophomore. Those are two really big bodies in there. Not only with some height at 6'5 and 6'6, but they carry some weight. And so we are ready to go. Fawns into jump center, and he'll jump up against Bradley Robinson, a 6'2 junior, as Montgomery County in gray uniforms, white numerals trimmed in blue, bourbon in white with maroon. Indians are right to left on your dial. And the tip is controlled by the Indians. Here's Jarvis with it on the left side in Bourbon County. They're going to sit in that zone, a 2-3. And here is Gentry. Outside, done with it. Indians, and there's Gentry. Sends it right corner to Fawns, who fires a three. That is no good. And the rebound is battled for, and finally coming out of there with it is Robinson. So Bourbon County a chance to draw first blood. Indians are going to be man-to-man defensively, and turning on the free throw line and knocking down the jumper. There is Nash Wilson.
Brecken Decker already took a hit to the face, and he's already got a bloody nose. It looks like even with the mask on, and he immediately came to the sideline. So doesn't look good for the Indians here in this first 30 seconds of play. And the officials are already pointing to some blood on the floor. So
Clooney, Dane Clooney comes in. Well, I tell you, Brecken Decker has had tough luck this season with the injuries. I mean, and he's a hard-nosed guy. Mm-hmm. So he's down the end of the bench. Not a good start, but Indians will come down and have the ball.
So frustrating for Coach Mays. Yeah. He was hoping to have his senior back and to have that energy and just what he does for this team collectively. Now this team has to rally around it. They have to not let this get them down here early in this ballgame.
So we get a timeout while teams are actually around their coaches right now while they are still checking with Decker and
you just doubt that he'll be back.
And we've got some blood on the floor. They're going to come out and clean that up. And
that's a significant amount too. From what I can see, there's several droplets there. So he was bleeding pretty good, but he knew it right off the bat. He got in there and he took maybe an elbow and arm right there to the face. Even like I said, with that protective mask on, it still did not keep him from sustaining that aggravation of the nose injury there.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, Dustin High goes out. He's like a hawk right now. Dustin High helping him spot out the multiple droplets of blood out there on the floor. Yeah, but Brinkendecker's been just a tough soldier all season long for this Indians team, and it's just very unfortunate. And Coach May's going down just having some conversations with him and wishing him well. You know, it's just tough. You know, you got a guy that likes to compete like it and know that they can't participate.
Sure.
It's tough to have to sit down. Knowing that he's only got a few more of these games available to him.
Maybe only one more. You never know.
Yeah, you just never know. You don't know how many at this point.
Indians, again, do not have a scheduled game next week. Mm-hmm. Unless they reschedule in, which they could. They have room to schedule a game, but the Montgomery County.
I really would have was hoping that they could have been playing Campbell County today, and this game would have gotten played yesterday.
Here we go. So Decker is out in the first 37 seconds of the game, and here's Dunn with it. Right side on the dribble. Dribbles back out front. Again, the Indians against this zone, you got to work hard. Everybody's got to be in tune. You got to make quick passes, quick moves to get good shots. There's a lot of length in there for Bourbon County. These two guys on the point they're 6'1", and really probably close to 6'3", on the part of Earlywine. Indians are showing patience, and they need to show that. They're trying to overload the right side. Dunn dribbles down there, penetrates in, sends it over to Clutie. Fawns out of the left corner for a three. Good.
Good look there. They were patient. You know, we've seen Montgomery County so often this year at times get impatient and just take the first shot available.
Indians with their first lead of the game, 3-2, 90 seconds in, almost an over and back on Bourbon County. They recover Earlywine. Right side, the Indians are man-to-man. Driving on Gentry, Earlywine throws it out of bounds. Good overplay on the part of the Indians to force that turnover, and the Indians get the ball back.
But Robinson tells the team to slow down there. You know, there's no need for that hurried pass right there.
Dunn across the timeline, gives over to Jarvis, who again, out beyond the three-point line. Clutie sets up in the middle. There's Dunn, a three right side. Good.
Kind of his first two good quality looks from beyond the arc.
6-2 Indians. Under six to play now in the opening quarter. Here with the ball is Damian Bird. Deep in the right corner, Bartleson with us. Bartleson almost lost it out of bounds. Bird recovers. He's double-teamed. Throws it down inside and getting it, missing a shot close to the basket. And there was Wilson, and Montgomery County rebounds it. Jarvis went in there and got it on the lane, and now the Indians lose the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Jarvis threw it away, trying to get the ball to Dunn, and Bourbon gets it right back with 5:32 to go. Bradley Robinson, a junior, dribbles it across the timeline. Where's that white headband? Left corner, Earlywine. They cover him up. Inside, going for the basket. Short jump shot is no good. And the push-off and the rebound is up no good, and Jarvis comes off the glass with it for Montgomery County, so misses by the two big guys, and the Indians have it with a 6-2 lead. We are down to the five-minute mark here in this first quarter. Fawn sets up on the right wing, and now they float it over to Gentry, dribbles right, goes to, in the middle, Clutie, back to Gentry, left side Dunn. He fires a three, banked it in from the left wing. And it's 9-2, Montgomery County, and Bourbon County takes the timeout with 4:47 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll be back in a half minute.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, the Indians have hit 3 three-pointers. Dunn's hit a pair. Ponce has hit one. And the Indians have a 9-2 lead, but I mean, it's tough to do this over a prolonged period of time, you know, to make those outside shots.
Yeah, that's what basically Bourbon County is saying. If you can beat us from out there, you'll beat us from out there, but we're not going to give you high percentage shots inside that painted area.
And Marion Bird gives it over to Early Wine, and then he is fouled, held over there by Dawson Gentry, who gets his first foul. So, Bourbon County the ball, and it's loose ball, but it's picked up out there on the perimeter by Wilson. Wilson hands it off to Bird. Bird picked up by Fawns on a switch. And Bird in some trouble now. He had it knocked away, but gets it back. He dribbles in, cut off. Ball knocked away. Robinson gets it. Robinson goes in. Tried to feed it off in there. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it will be Montgomery County's basketball. That's pretty good defense.
Yeah, they look really engaged there. I was going to say, Dan, they look together on that defensive series.
Here is Fawns dribbling right side, hands it off to Ethan Dunn. Dunn dribbles through the lane, Gentry. Gentry drives in, goes all the way to the basket, fans it back out. Fawns for a three, it's in and out. Jarvis almost had the rebound, but Robinson able to come up with it. Colonels get it. Driving down in, spinning Robinson, blocked by Fawns. Rebound picked up. Fawns comes all the way down, lays it up and in.
Yeah, that was actually Clutie in there on that.
Yeah, that was Clutie with the block.
Rejection. Hey, who would have thought Dan Clutie would have been there protecting the rim, but he did so right there.
Clutie blocked it. Fawns got it, comes down, hits the layup. Fawns with five early. 3:30 to go. Robinson right baseline, missed his shot. Clutie with a good block out to allow Jarvis to get the rebound. And here is Jarvis down to Dunn, left wing. Dunn backs away. Have some patience now. 3:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Dunn to Fawns, top of the key, spins, weaves, goes up in the lane, puts it in from about 8 feet.
Right now, Montgomery County's playing with a lot of energy, and give a lot of credit to what Dan Clutie's brought to this team when senior leader Brecken Decker went out.
13-2, driving. And there, Demarion with a fall away that's no good, and the rebound picked up in there by Fawns. Demarion Bird missing that jumper. Down, Clutie, off to Dunn, right side, short jump shot, rolls off. And the rebound's knocked out of bounds by Clutie. But what he did right there was, again, was prevent transition.
I tell you what, Dane's going to need to get his second win. Because he's given maximum effort. He's been the Sophie Fouch for the boys team here this afternoon. You know, just giving that maximum energy on every play.
2:35 left. Bourbon County now has Austin Beatty, a 6'3 junior, into the game here. And they also have Highlander in there. I'm sorry, it's not Highlander, is it? That's Jake Scott, a 6'6 sophomore here. Spinning around Robinson up in the lane, missed a shot. Rebound, we get a whistle and a foul. And that foul is going to be on Clutie. Boy, the fans didn't like that one. Clutie gets his first foul call.
Well, here's the thing, you know, when Coach Mays does decide to start making substitutions and when Clutie comes out, that next guy is going to have to try to give that same kind of effort.
Robinson's free throw is good. His first point breaks a string. Montgomery County had scored 10 in a row. 13-3 with 2:15 to play here in the opening quarter of action. Robinson looking for the second free throw, and he got it. Rattled it in.
Looking down the bench, Dan, looks like Brecken Decker's trying to remask up, so that might be a good thing.
Here, coming down is Dunn. Beats the defense on the dribble, and then he got called for traveling. So the Indians' second turnover. Bourbon County has two early. Well, I don't know. You get the sense the Indians have got to win this game with defense.
Yeah.
You know, they got to score points, too, but this is going to be, you know, who can hold the other team to a low enough total. And with the ball right now, Scott goes down. The ball is loose on the floor, and Jarvis gets it.
I like it. I like Tice fighting.
Yeah, they're going to call it. It ends up as a jump ball, but that'll be a turnover on Bourbon County. They get the ball here, and Decker's moving back up the bench with that
the protective mask
protective
on.
Protective mask is back on, so. There we go. Robinson inbound. He gets it down low. Short jump shot is no good. Jarvis with the rebound. Off that miss by Bartleson. And then in backcourt, we get a whistle and a foul. And that is going to be on Robinson, and that'll be his first. First foul on Bourbon County in the game. We've got only three fouls. Minute 48 left to play here in this opening quarter of action. The Indians with a 9-point advantage. Done. Now Bourbon County has gone man-to-man. Fawns, left wing, Gentry. Gentry looking. Sends it over to Clutie on the right side. Down to Jarvis in the left corner against Robinson. Jarvis comes back out to Dunn. Bourbon playing hard. Defense, man-to-man. Dunn drives in, spins, gets cut off, and we get a traveling violation on Dunn. I don't like that call. I thought it'd be a jump ball, but Indians' third turnover. So each team has turned it over three times.
And we've seen this a couple times that Ethan Dunn, he kind of gets a little overextended on his stop there, and that's what causes him to drag that foot every once in a while.
Scott to Robinson. Robinson picked up by Dunn on a switch. Now he's double-teamed, able to get rid of the basketball to Beatty. Beatty out beyond the top of the key. Jarvis is guarding him. Beatty keeps a dribble. Under a minute to play now. Beatty finally kills a dribble, and Fonzoy almost had a steal now. Going for the basket and laying it up and in. Showing a little quickness here was Amari Bartleson to make it 13-6. And Bourbon County has scored the last four. Clutie, Fawns beyond the top of the key. Fawns puts it on the deck, hands it out to Gentry, and now Jarvis is open for a three right wing. It's no good. The rebound is tipped out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
Right call right there. You really like this now. This energy from both teams right now is Brecken Decker re-enters the game for Dane Clutie.
Decker coming black in for Clutie. And
that was two big rounds of ball for Clutie's effort and for Decker making their way back in.
Jarvis deep in right corner gives it off to Decker. Decker dribbling with it down in the lane. Now Dunn. Dunn's going to fire three top of the key, and it is going to bounce off there. And the rebound is taken by Beatty. Beatty dribbling with it against Jarvis, who's playing some. Jarvis's defense, it's better, but now driving down the lane and putting it up in his early one. They spread the four on the Indians pretty well there.
He got caught on the switch right there.
13-8. Here's Jarvis the other way. He goes up and he missed the driving shot. The rebound is picked up by Beatty, and the quarter comes to an end. And the Indians, who once had a 13-2 lead, now lead it 13-8 at the end of the opening quarter, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County with a 7-6 rebounding advantage, three turnovers each way. Neither team shot a free throw there in the first quarter. Montgomery County 5 of 11 from the field. Bourbon 3 of 11, but the Indians did hit 3 of 7 threes. Bourbon did put up a 3. Here is Dunn with a ball, being guarded by Scott out front. Jarvis, right side, drives down the baseline. Can't get through. Out to Gentry. Gentry trying to drive in. Gentry all the way in on the left side. Shot blocked, but by Wilson. And Bourbon County will head the other way. Good defensive play by Wilson. Out of the corner, Earlywine wants to drive. Hands it off to Beatty. Goes up from 15 feet. Missed a shot. There was a push-off in there. Bad by Robinson. Avoided the foul. Jarvis gets the rebound. Here is Jarvis beyond the top of the key. Drives in on the left side. Back out to Fawns, a quick three, good. Bonds has 10 points here in the first half. Indians go back by 8, 16-8.
Jarvis on that drive really created all that opportunity.
Robinson right side working against Decker down inside. They pan it back. Early wine drives left baseline, and he goes under and lays it in. Early wine second field goal, 16-10. A three by Gentry out of the corner is no good, and the rebound by Bartleson.
Oh, great hand by Jarvis to keep
a takeaway, and Jarvis goes inside, and we get a whistle and a traveling violation on Tyce Jarvis. So
I tell you, Dan kind of feels like a home game for Montgomery County. Montgomery County's got a nice crowd here.
Yeah, they do.
And they're very vocal. It's a nice crowd in general for this game to be a rescheduled game here on short notice.
Matt Willoughby, a senior, has come in to replace Gentry. Here is Willoughby coming over. He deflects the ball out of bounds but gets called for the foul. Willoughby gets his first foul. First foul this second quarter on either team. 6:31 to play in the half.
You know Matt Willoughby's going to play on the edge, isn't he?
Yeah.
He lives there.
Hey.
He starts at the edge and then goes further.
He said, I'm not going to try to foul out, but hey, if I do, they've played without me before. I mean, he's what a team guy Willoughby has been. And now we're going to get Isaiah Rout coming into the game, and he's going to come in replacing Tyce Jarvis.
And this is where you want to see Isaiah, you know, just give that maximum effort out there and just stay focused on the boxing out portion of his game.
Scott working against Dunn. Bound, gives over on the left side to Robinson. Robinson double team. Now Wilson takes it against Fawn. Fires a three top of the key that's nowhere close. Rebound taken by Decker.
And then a steal by Earlywine.
And Earlywine takes it away and Dunn lays it in. And it's 16-12.
We get a travel here. Some back-to-back turnovers here. Barber County ratcheting up that defensive pressure.
Now back into the game comes the other big guy, Wilson, and now he'll give Bartleson a little breather. Earlywine looking to get it in. Sends it down to Scott. Scott dribbling on the right side. Gives it back out to Earlywine. Out near the right hash. Wants a screen, and he's going to get it from Wilson. They double him. They take it away. Fawns comes up with the ball. Fawns fouled all the way down, lays it up and in, and did not get the call. I mean, boy, that time, Earlywine never took his body off of Fawns all the way down the floor. Really surprised we didn't get that foul call, Ivan. I mean, 5:35 to go.
If you're Montgomery County, though, you'll take the trade to get that easy two on the board.
You bet. Here is Bourbon County down by 6 for the ball. Scott dribbles out against Dunn out near the timeline. Right side Earlywine goes inside Wilson. Wilson back out to Earlywine. We get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be against Fawns, and that'll be his first.
It's kind of a delayed call, felt like, on there. Not saying that there wasn't a foul that occurred, but it was so late when the official blew the whistle.
Willoughby comes out for the Indians as Jarvis is back into the game. And we get a whistle and a timeout taken by
Gunner Coach Charles. Well,
offensive foul.
So the official gave it right back. Called both fouls right there.
I didn't see who he called it on.
On number 5, that was on
Beatty.
Beatty.
So an offensive foul, and the Indians hit the ball. Trouble getting it in against the press. Dunn. Decker. Indians can have numbers now. Decker sends it left side to Jarvis. Goes under, lays it up and in.
Got rid of the ball just in time, and Jarvis did a great job of navigating his way to the rim.
That's a way to attack that press. When Dunn beat a double team on the dribble, you had an advantage. Here's Robinson. No, he charged. Ran into Decker. No call. Missed the shot. Rebound Bourbon County. Beatty has it. Robinson out of the left corner for a three that's good.
Again, that shoulder to the face of Brecken Decker. Looks like he got hit in the mouth that time, but that was just enough to free up the opportunity for the shot.
20-15. Here's Fawns with it. Fawns to Dunn across the timeline. Dunn penetrating, goes all the way in with the left hand and missed the shot. And the rebound is taken by Earlywine. Back the other way, Bourbon County. Beatty in the lane puts it up and in. Beatty's first two, and it's 20-17. 4:18 to go in the half. Decker, Fawns, Jarvis, drives on the left side, goes in, puts it up and in off the glass.
Not allowing the defense to get set there. Boy, this game is starting to pick up tremendous pace.
22-17 with 4 minutes now to play here in this opening half. Gentry's going to come back for the Indians. There's a offensive foul, I think, against Bourbon County.
Yeah, clearing out down on the inside there.
That foul is going to be against Nash Wilson. That'll be his first.
Anything on the line today in this game, Dan?
You think they're playing for something?
playing for their positioning lives right now.
Here is Dunn. Long pass down. Fawns. Right corner. Gentry at three out of the right corner. In, out. Rebound. Fawns gets it, puts it back in.
Maybe this intensity helps both of these teams going into the postseason.
24-17. Out front, here is Scott working against Gentry on the dribble. And they were counting to five, but they counted to six and didn't call anything. Here's Beatty, loses the ball. Jarvis trying to pick it up. He's down on the floor, hands it back to Decker, and the Indians have it. Gentry with it. Gentry looking. Dunn, Fawns, left corner. Over to Decker. Decker going for the basket. Goes a little reverse layup. A lot of contact. Couldn't make it. Rebounded by Beatty. Back the other way. Down the baseline. They throw the ball out of bounds. And the Indians get it back. 3:06 left to play here in the opening half. The Indians with a 7-point lead. Again, Bourbon's in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Dunn coming down. He's got the double team. He sends it down to Jarvis. Tice drives in on the left side. Cut off. Double team. Heads back out. Gives to Fawn. Sets up for a three. Doesn't go down. Rebound is claimed by Wilson. Bourbon County with it. Three out of the right corner is no good by Robinson. And Fawns has that rebound headed the other way. Down to Gentry. Drives in on the left baseline. Cut off. Back to Decker for a three. It does not go. Fawns high for the rebound. And then he gets fouled.
I tell you what, Dan, I'm just waiting to see where the opportunity may come. But right now, Luke Fawns is playing a little mad right now, and I'm okay with that. I'll be the first to tell you, I want to see him play a little angry, and I want to see him do it for four quarters because I think that will be the best version of that young man we'll see on the floor. Oh, and they're going to call him for a charge here. You got to control that. You got to control that mad anger right there as he's going to pick up his second foul here.
2:34 left to play here in the first half. Indians with a 7-point lead, and now Fawns will leave. Fawns goes out with 14 points here in the first half.
Play with that type of energy is like a nuclear reactor. It does good as long as you keep it under control.
So here is Scott. Rowley got away with a push, and Scott goes in, puts it in. Scott with a nice play there. Jake Scott, his first two. 24-19. Big possession for the Indians. Down the left side, Gentry with it. Gentry doubled. Gives to Dunn. Dunn dribbling, spinning. Free throw line. Backs away on the dribble. We got 2 minutes to play and a half. Indians with a 5-point advantage on the Colonels here. Dunn out near the timeline. They spread the floor. High screen Jarvis. Dunn moves in. Goes up from 15 feet and knocks down the jumper.
Under control that time by Ethan Dunn. That's what I liked about that. Stayed under control. And that's all you're asking him to do. He got enough penetration there and then got a great elevation of his shot.
He's got 8 points. Rally guarding early one right now. That's a big, big task for Isaiah Rally. Decker's ready to check back in. They go inside. There's Earlywine. Left side has to give it up. Bird. Now Robinson goes inside to Wilson, who stood in the lane forever.
Walk.
Then missed a shot. And the rebound taken by Rowlett. So the Indians come down. Here is 1:13 left to play here in the opening half. Dunn out near the timeline. Robinson out there with him. High screen from Flutie. Dunn trying to drive. Gets almost knocked down. Recovers. Then we get a whistle. They call a jump ball. And Bourbon County will get the ball on the possession arrow. As Wilson leaves, Barbelson back in. And we get a timeout. 101 left to play in the first half. Bourbon County with the ball. Indians with the lead, 26-19. We'll be back 30 seconds from now.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Bourbon County has the ball. As we come back to play, they'll come the length of the floor with Montgomery County leading at 26-19. Indians got to try to keep this defense up. And entry pass to Burt. He walked. He caught that ball and just took a double step forward, but official line position to see it. Burt coming down. Dunn on him. Hands off outside to Scott. Clooney almost had a steal. Clooney with a takeaway. Clooney's going to go under. And they block it out of the way and foul him. We had fouls both ways
there.
Right.
That's the officials weren't calling anything because there was definitely a foul on the trap out high by Montgomery County, but then Clooney was fouled right there at the basket.
Yeah, going for the right under the basket. Going, Indians do get the ball back. Here is Gentry with it. Goes to Jarvis. Back to Gentry. Gentry drives in. Hands it back to Jarvis. He drives for the basket. Goes up in the lane for about 8 feet and missed it. Got a good shot, but battles and gets his rebound back. Here we go. Here is Decker. Decker with 27 seconds to go. Dunn a three. No good. Rebound taken by Gentry. Gentry will drive through the lane, and the Indians bring it back outside.
Hold the shot. For one shot here, you got the possession arrow.
15 seconds to go and 12. You got to shoot a little bit earlier, though, than you do. You don't want to wait too late. 7 seconds to go. Gentry.
Got
to hold. Foul is going to be on Robinson. That'll be his second, but that's only the second team foul or third here in this. They say fourth in this quarter. Bourbon County. They've had only five fouls this first half. The Indians have had only five. I mean, they're letting them play. 5.4 to go. Indians. Let's see what they get in the inbounds. Comes to, here's Dunn with it, dribbling. Goes into lane, got to shoot. Got to shoot, they can't get a shot away. Indians, he just didn't have a shot. Coach Mays is upset with him, but he couldn't get a shot, Ivan.
Yeah, the time was running out, and I think he was just saying, hey, you need to know you couldn't get to where you was trying to go. You should have gave the ball back up once you realized that. It just didn't happen.
So the Indians with the advantage, 26-19. Lady Indians won here earlier. Dustin High will join us at halftime after we come back from this 90-second timeout.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Back here at halftime of the boys game here at Bourbon County, and Montgomery County with a 7-point lead, 26-19. And one of the Indians' big problems has been, just carrying it all the way through. We'll see if they can do it today against the Colonels. Right now, Lady Indians won earlier here, 54-31. And Montgomery County head coach Dustin Hyde joins us right now. Dustin, wow. When remember today's game, because you may never coach another game where you the opposition gets 60 rebounds and you win by 23 points. It was kind of a wild game statistically.
It was, and I mean, I told the girls at halftime, we were very, I'd say, helter-skelter, for lack of a better term, in the first half offensively, and had people in spots that they probably weren't used to being in a lot, and I was really proud of, even though the offense was a struggle in the first half, that the defense was able to buy us time. And I thought that they played really hard defensively and knew their assignments and took care of their assignments. And they took care, they controlled the things that we had control of in that first half. And we were able to build a pretty decent lead at halftime, even though the offense wasn't real fluid.
Hayden Barrier with 28 points in this game today, Dustin. And with those, I thought she did a great job today in being a scoring point guard trying. I mean, she doesn't have to handle the ball all the time, but when you need a point guard, she becomes it pretty much.
She does, and I've been really proud of the way that she's adapted this season, and it's been a little bit of a learn on the job as far as getting back to having the ball on. I think she is finding a really good balance at this time of year of still being aggressive to score, but knowing that we got to get others involved, and she's setting people up really well.
But your junior center today, Savannah Jarvis, she had a triple-double, and at the same time, boy, the upside is even greater, isn't it? I mean, she's still struggling a lot to score around the basket. She misses a lot of shots, you say. You know, she doesn't find the angle, doesn't get in the exact spot. But, boy, triple-doubles are not easy. And she had, and particularly when the points are the low number on there. She only had 11 points, but 12 blocks and 14 rebounds today.
Yeah, she's been a little bit under the weather. And
can you keep her there?
No, but I do think she's been working on it, and I do think it's getting better around the basket as far as finishing. But, again, kind of the way we started, she's really controlling a lot of the things that she has control of with her rotations. And she's developed a really good ability throughout this year of really committing to blocking shots at the top. And that's keeping her out of foul trouble, and she's doing a good job of not allowing those offensive players to get into her body and create that contact that creates the fouls. And she's still being aggressive and going up and getting it. And then today I thought that we were able to rebound a lot of those block shots that we aren't always able to come up with.
Well, in this game today, I just said before the game, Shea Harris, Reagan Oney, you've got a girl at Clark County. You've got Elaine Pearl. There are four potential, you know, what we would call starting players that are not with the Lady Indians in this game, and you're still able to play and get a win. I mean, but the roster, I mean, the bench is a little thin right now, Coach.
It is, and again, we had some girls in some positions that were, I don't want to say that they haven't done, just haven't done in this type of situation. I mean, a couple of them's done it in JV games, and a couple of them have played significant varsity minutes, but when you get out there with some of the combinations that we had to move some people around a little bit. And again, took care of, controlled things that we had control of, and they were able to figure it out on the fly, and it did not impact the effort or the intensity defensively, and I thought that's what was able to buy us the time to figure it out offensively.
Yeah, defensively, this Bourbon County team, they're not a great offensive team, but their low point totals, they only scored 38 in a very low-scoring game early in the season against Owen County, and then Clark County held them to 39. They only had 31 today, Coach. I mean, your defense was, I thought, very, very good.
Well, the defense is going to travel, and hopefully we can continue on that path defensively and make sure that we get a little more comfortable offensively and just continue to grow through this postseason and see where we end up.
Ashland coming in for a game on May. This is an Ashland team. They are a really good basketball team. They got a lot of weapons, and this is a nice test in the last week of the regular season for you.
It is, and like you said, I've seen a little bit of film on them. Wanted to make sure we got through today with complete focus until we really moved on to working on Ashland, but they've got depth, they've got speed, and they've got some grit to them. And what little bit I have seen on film, we're going to have our hands full Monday night.
Coach Justin and I, congratulations on another victory today, and we'll talk to you Monday night at home against Ashland.
Sounds good. Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Coach Justin and I, we'll be back with more on our halftime show coming up in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Here we go in this second half. Montgomery County in the first half, 11 of 26 from the field, 4 of 12 threes. Montgomery County did not shoot a free throw. Bourbon County shot only two. Indians out-rebounded Bourbon, 16-13. Turnovers, 10 on the Colonels, 7 on Montgomery County. And Indians have the ball left to right on your dial here in the second half of play. Breckendecker is in there. This is the starting lineup back in there for Montgomery County. And here we go. Bourbon County has... They have Jake Scott in there to begin the second half, along with four other first half starters. He's in there for Bartleson. And here is Decker. Bourbon County is man to man. Jarvis dribbles right, goes under, goes up, almost falls down, missed his shot. Bartleson the rebound. Here is Robinson down, stops and fires a three that is no good. Rebound is tipped and battled for and saved in. Back to Robinson. Big guy moves in and he throws it away. That was Bartleson. Here is Montgomery County down offensively with it, moving off to the right side of your dial. Half minute into the second half. Indians up by 7. Here is Dunn. Fawns. Hands it off to Decker. Out of the wing. Goes inside to Dunn. Dunn in there, and he's going to dribble back out front. He got trapped up and matched up in there against Bartleson, the big guy, about 6'5". Here is Fawns. Decker. Jarvis. Gentry. Inside Fawns. Fawns turns, goes up inside, banked it in and got fouled.
They threw the contact right there. But, you heard Coach Derek Robinson say that he needed his team to be physical today. They've been physical. Montgomery County's matched the physical play. And that's what we needed to be able to see here.
Fawns, free throw is good. He's got 17. And the Indians have a 10-point lead at 29-19 with just under 7 to play here in the third quarter. Demarion Bird dribbling out front against and they double team him. He goes into Bartleson. Short jumper, no good. Jarvis claims the rebound for the Indians.
Nothing about that shot. Looked excellent aesthetically.
Here's Dunn in front court against Robinson. High post, Jarvis. Gentry comes around the screen, dumps it into Fawns. Fawns turns, hands it left corner to Jarvis, drives around the defender and dunks it.
Boom. Wow. That's playing with attitude right there. I like that.
31-19, so the Indians come out and score the first 5 points of the second half and lead it by a dozen. Robinson against Decker. Robinson is double-teamed, gets it down in the corner. There's Scott back to Robinson, sets up for a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Fawns gets it, and he heads back the other way. Does it go all the way in? Puts it up, and no good, but a foul. That'll be Robinson's third.
I feel like that first matchup between these two teams back in December, Bourbon County brought the attitude. Right now, Montgomery County's bringing the attitude.
5:54 to play here in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Bourbon County. Indians lead at 31-19. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Indians with a good start here in this second half. And yeah, they have Luke Fawns going to go to the free throw line for 2 free throws, trying to add to this Montgomery County lead.
We saw Luke Fawns fighting for position down that low blocker.
Indians didn't have a free throw attempt in the first half. Fawns 2 for 2 now as he makes the first, and the Indians have had 3 free throws in the first 2 minutes of this second half.
If you're Luke Fawns, you need to be the Venus flytrap in the Little Shop of Horrors and say, feed me.
He rolls it in. He's got 19 of it.
Yeah, feed me Seymour. Get down that low block and say, feed me Seymour.
33-19, Indians. Out front, there's a high screen. Beatty, left side, early line, drives for the basket, puts his shot up, no good. Gentry goes and gets a rebound for Montgomery County. Indians down. Here's Decker out on the left wing. He'll hold up and give it to Dunn. You know, Decker, for that injury, he didn't have to do a lot in this game. Just be in there. Yeah, just now down inside, there is Gentry, and he got caught. Fawns fell down. He threw it away because he wanted to go to Fawns. Now inside, Bird goes under, and we get a foul on Decker. Decker's first foul.
Well, what's the frustrating part? And I see Coach Mays. The frustrating part about the turnover by Gentry was the fact that he left his feet. And we talk about that a lot of times. Montgomery County players, when they make those passes, they leave their feet a lot. And so when something does happen, they don't have an alternative play to make once you leave your feet.
Bird makes a free throw. His first point of the game. Connects again. Bourbon County's first points of this second half. It is 33-21. And now full court press. Long pass down to Jarvis. He drives in on the left side. Sends it back outside. He got tipped and intercepted by Bourbon County. Going down to Scott. Scott goes up and he missed his shot, but a foul is going to be called on Fawns. And that's going to be his third foul of the game. And that's not good for the Indians with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. And Scott will go to the free throw line to put up 2 shots. Free throw is up and good. He can cut the lead back to 10. Scott, free throw up, good. So the Colonels have made 4 free throws, and now they're back within 10. Dunn, down to Jarvis. He goes for the basket, goes under, lays it up and in.
There you go. kept his feet, kept his composure there.
35-23. Here's Earlywine, guarded by Gentry. Hands it off to Scott. They've got him doubled, but goes back. There's Earlywine for a three that's no good, but Robinson to rebound. Goes back up and puts it in.
That was just, to the good fortune of Bourbon County there on that rebound.
35-25, Indians in trouble. Long pass to Jarvis in front court. Jarvis going to drive in again, but now he sets back. Fawns, Dunn. Dunn steps into a three. No good. It just rolled off on him, and Beatty has the rebound. Here's a break to the basket that's no good. Robinson puts it back up and in. Off the miss by Bird. 35-27. Here's a long pass down to Decker, and it's off his hand and out of bounds. So the Indians have committed three turnovers here in the third quarter in the first 4 minutes, and Bourbon County gets the ball. Earlywine's out of the lineup. We're going to get a timeout. 4:04 left, third quarter. Montgomery County with an 8-point lead. Bourbon County with the ball, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bourbon County with the ball, 4:04 to go. Indians lead it by 8, but they were up by 14 not long ago. Bourbon on an 8-2 run right now. Damian Bird out front against Dunn. They double him. Gets right over to Robinson. He sends it left side. Beatty, no shot there. Indians recover in a hurry, and then almost a throw away, but they get it to Beatty again. And now Bird. Clock down to 3:40 remaining. High screen by Robinson. Robinson gets it back. The ball is knocked away. Robinson gets it, feeds it off to Beatty with a nice pass. He lays it up and in.
Really nice play made there by Robinson.
Here is Decker. Decker dribbling up. Gets it across the timeline. Goes down the left side. Holds up and gives back out to Dunn. So out to Dunn out in the center circle with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Indians need a basket here. Down up by 6. Bourbon County making a run. Down inside to Fawns. Fawns against Beatty. Fawns goes up, puts it in.
And that should be automatic every time. He came wide open and Dawson caught him right there on the block.
37-29. 21 for Fawns now. Here is the Indians have gone zone. They're in the 1-2-2. Right corner. Scott firing a three. Good. So Scott looked like he was ready. 37-32. And there's a bad pass. Picked off. Inside.
Oh, wow.
Going under it. Putting it up and in.
Oh, they're wiping it off. Then a charge.
That's a foul. Decker. He made a bad pass, but then he took the charge.
Coach Robinson doesn't agree with it.
Yeah, he did. Scott. Scott gets a foul call.
Yeah, I mean, they were lining up. They said it was a charge, and they were lined up like it was an and-one. It's Montgomery County's ball here.
Coach Robinson is clapping like, see, everybody in the gym knew, but I don't know. That was a good play, I think, by Decker. Here's Fawns in some trouble, sends it down to Jarvis, ahead to Dunn. It's 2-on-1, right corner, nice. Back to Dunn for a lay-in.
That was the right play to
Decker
make.
Decker made a great pass. Gentry made a great pass. 39-32. Kind of thinking he was going to shoot that ball, but take the guaranteed two. Here's Robinson driving on Decker. Decker tried to cut him off. He puts it up, and Decker's going to be called for the foul. That'll be Brecken's second personal foul. You know, that mask, you can tell it's, you know, Decker's kind of trying to get used to it. And he, visibility is just, you know, depth perception is more, I think, than anything. And Robinson, he's aggressive.
That and the fact that it's gotten hit already today, and I think that's bothering him too.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, whether it's swollen a little bit since the re-aggravation or not.
Robinson's 2 of 2 from the line in the game, puts it up and in. Robinson's a junior at 6'2". He has eight points now. Leads the Colonels in this game with eight.
Coach Derek Robinson still talking to the official about that call.
Free throw good. 39-34. Here is Dunn dribbling. Beats the defense on the dribble. Jarvis off on the right side against Robinson. Hands it off to Dunn. Under two to play now in the third quarter. Fawns goes left wing. Hands to Decker. Now Jarvis top of the key over to Gentry. Down to Fawns. Turns and lays it in.
It should be there all afternoon long, Dan. He's just, everybody tell me, he's just a unicorn with his size and ability. He's a unicorn, and he's staying in motion, constant motion on the offensive side.
Here's Robinson. Starts down the lane. Jarvis knocks it loose. Down on the floor. We get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Bourbon County. 1:30 to go here in the quarter. Could give the Indians the ball at the beginning of the fourth quarter. We don't get a late tie up here. Here is Bird to inbound. The guard looking. Count to six or seven. Daniel Bates hands it off to Robinson. Just got it in. Robinson goes down the lane, gets open, lays it in. Robinson with six in the quarter, 11 in the game. And it's 41-36 going under Jarvis, and he missed the reverse layup and rebounded by Robinson. Bourbon County can get closer. Scott, a short jump shot, good. Scott having a big fourth quarter. 41-38, minute to go. Fawns, long pass to Jarvis. Jarvis goes for the basket, goes under, lays it up and in.
Well, he looked the defense off just long enough to set himself up for an easy lay-in.
43-38. Jarvis now with 10 points. 23 for Fawns. Here is Robinson. Goes up from the free throw line. Jumper good.
Wow, he's feeling it.
Robinson with 8 in the quarter. 43-40. 33 seconds still. The Indians have a 2-for-1 here. They've got the possession arrow. See if they can run that clock down and get the last shot. Maybe extend this 3-point lead. Decker driving in. He's going to go for the basket. He flips it up and in. Boy, Brecken Decker. Got ready for contact. 45-40. Now the Indians look for a stop. 13 seconds to go. Bird has it. Bird dribbling in long range. Fawns has picked him up. Bird starts in on the dribble. Goes to Scott. Drives under the basket. Reverse layup is no good. He falls down. Quarter comes to an end. And Montgomery County at the end of three has the lead. They got up by 13. They're up by 5 now at the end of three quarters. 45-40, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
And it's with a 5-point advantage here, and looked like they were going to open things up, Ivan, and got it by 13, but...
Yeah, and
Merman County has multiple offensive weapons. I think that's the...
Yeah, they don't have...
And they've gone to their smaller lineup now. They don't have one of the big guys in there.
They've created a lot of pace in this ballgame. It's been favorable to them.
Here's Fawns giving to Gentry. Dawson against Robinson. Hands it off to Dunn. Dunn out against Bird. Goes over to Fawns. Left wing. Hands it off to Decker. Now Jarvis. They run that same play. This time they cut Fawns off. They go over to Dunn. Left baseline. Dunn drives into the lane. Backs away on the dribble. Good play. Hey, you got the lead. Get a good shot to begin this quarter. Dunn dribbles. Top of the key. Goes in on the left side. Hands it back. Gentry a three. Top of the key. Does not go. Fawns high for the rebound. Flips it back up. It doesn't go. And the rebound is taken by Bird. So the Indians miss opportunity there. Bourbon County down. They can cut into this little five-point advantage the Indians have. Montgomery County's in his zone. There's Bird for a long three that's no good. The long rebound, though, comes way outside. Is picked up by Scott. So Bourbon County still has it. And here's Earlywine back in the game. He has it at long range. Down the right corner. Here's Bird with it. Skip pass to Scott. Scott drives down in the lane and then Dunn deflects a pass out of bounds.
You know, what I've liked out of Montgomery County all afternoon long, Dan, is just how connected they've seemed on the defensive side a lot of times. On a switch or as a help defender being ready to jump a passing lane.
Here is entry pass. I think they go really deep. Oh, I don't know if he got the timeout in time, but they say he did. Timeout, Bourbon County. Couldn't get the ball inbound. 6:51 left to play in the game. The Indians with a 45-40 lead on the Colonels. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Colonels have the ball as we come back to play with 6:51 left. Indians lead by five. The entry pass. Beatty is inbound this time. And trouble from Earlywine trying to save it. And he almost threw it away. He did. The Indians are going to pick it up. Dunn gets it. And do we get a timeout? The Indians got a timeout right here. But
the official's not going to.
They're not going to convert. They're not going to talk about it. And the jump ball gives it to Bourbon County. That was not good officiating right there, only because if they collectively get together, Coach Jason Mays had a timeout down here with the official. I think the official knew it too, but the other two guys out on the floor, hey, play on. Coach Mays just had that official on the bun. Hey, okay, go on.
Coach Mays didn't want to hear it once he didn't get his, what he thought.
Didn't get his timeout.
He's like, I don't even want to hear it.
Bird is out near the timeline as they look in at the 1-3-1 zone. Decker on the point. Gentry and Jarvis on the wings. Fawns in the middle. Dunn down on the baseline. Bird bounces it to Earlywine in long range. We're down to 6:15 to go. Now Bird takes it. Bourbon County they look unsettled, don't they? Like they are really, what are we going to do here?
Yeah, you don't see the 1-3-1 a whole lot anymore. It's a foreign language to a lot of teams.
And Fawns is in the middle. He'll come out on those wings and pick you up. There's a hook pass to Robinson. Goes inside to Beatty. Back outside. Bird gets an open three that is no good. Rebound is tipped over and done. Comes up with the ball. Indians running, and they go down to Fawns, who jams it.
And that's what he's been wanting all game long, to get a breakaway dunk. We've been building to that crescendo.
47-40. Now, Robinson hooks a pass back outside. Can the Indians get another good defensive set here? Make Bourbon County use clock. Here's Bird. Dribbling in on the right side. Almost slipped down. Now he backs away on the dribble. 5:20 to go. Earlywine at very long range. I mean, there's a three from everywhere. And the rebound is picked up by Jarvis on that long miss. And we get a foul in backcourt on Bourbon County. That's going to be against Robinson.
Earlywine's been watching too much Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, they get one of the big guys back in there. Bartleson coming in, replacing Beatty. I'm really surprised Wilson. I really like Wilson's offensive game, I think, but coach knows better than me. Here's Decker. Fawns, three, left side. Oh, in and out. How did that one not stay in? Borrowson with a rebound. Boy, that could be a game changer right there. On the other end, Scott, a three that's no good, and Gentry has a rebound for Montgomery County. Indians, long pass down Fawns, goes up, just lays this one in.
Yeah, he couldn't get that runway the way he had previously, but boy, he's played a masterful game.
49-40 with 4:43 to play. And timeout taken by Bourbon County, and we will be back here in 1 minute at the Rust Day Gym.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There was a pair of Bourbon County guards, Bradley Robinson and Jake Scott, in the third quarter that combined for 17 points after the Indians got up by 13 and really got Bourbon County back in the game. Now the Indians, after the lead was cut down to only three, now they're back up by nine. And we got 4:37 to go. Indians defensively, they're going to switch up. They're going to go back man-to-man. Dunn is guarding Bird out front. Bird looking for a high screen from Robinson. They switch up. Dunn goes with Robinson. Robinson gets it. Robinson has got Wilson out there. Robinson tried to go the other way. He gets rid of it to Earlywine. Gentry guarding him. Gentry working hard. Now left side. Robinson for a three. Good.
He just gets a little daylight, and he's able to get his shot off. Boy, he's looked tremendous here in the second half.
49-43. Here is Gentry down. Under four to play now. Gentry goes right side of the key, goes under, goes nice for the basket, lays it up and in.
Nice move.
Breckendecker.
Well, hesitation.
I think I said Gentry. It's Breckendecker all the way on that one. Only his fourth point, but they've been big here in this second half. 51-43, and we have 3:40 left. Robinson, long range, gets a double high screen, but can't take advantage of it. Now he's guarded by Dunn. Here's Earlywine off the screen. He dribbles right, throws it in the corner. Decker right there with Scott. And now Bird. Indians with a good defensive set. They're working hard. That clock down to 3:20. Bird, little stop and go, sends it inside to Wilson. Thought he might have walked, but he grabs it and lays it in. Bartleson makes it 51-45. Bourbon County hanging tough with just over three to play. Down it comes to Jarvis. Jarvis, Gentry. Gentry comes out to Dunn. Dunn will hold the ball. We got 3 minutes to play. Earlywine guarding Dunn in the man-to-man. Over to Fawns. Here is Decker and now Jarvis. And Gentry right wing. Looks in, goes into Fawns. Back to Gentry. His three-point shot is in and out. And the rebound comes to Bartleson. Gentry just can't buy one today. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Bourbon County. 2:42 left. Here is the entry pass coming from Robinson. They've had trouble getting it in. And I don't think they can count the five of them. I'm going to kid these officials. Here's Bird, top of the key. Bird can't get a shot away. Robinson's going to fire a three. It's good.
Wow,
it's 51-48. We got a one possession game with 2:24 to go. Here's Decker down. Decker moving right. They double team him, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Bird. That's only his second foul. Team foul number two. The Indians do not have a foul in this last quarter.
And now we're in the most important 2 minutes and 17 seconds of Montgomery County season right now.
There's Dunn inbound. Gets it to Fawns. Beyond the top of the key. Fawns to Decker. Left side. Hands it back to Jarvis. Jarvis will leave it off to Dunn. We're down to 2:07 left. Dunn against Bird. Goes down to Gentry. And Fawns is being held in there by Robinson.
Yeah, well, Robinson has no choice.
Down he's fouled out of the game, I believe.
Down on the low block, he just can't guard Luke Fawns in there.
Well, they say it's only his fourth. Here's Fawns down the right corner. Being pushed down there. Decker drives under the basket. Sends a pass back to Fawns. His three top the key is no good. Still out of bounds. Reed and Bourbon County will get the ball with 1:50 to go, down by 3 points. Give Bourbon County a lot of credit, and Robinson in particular, for keeping his team in this game. He's got 16, 11 in the second half. Indians have gone back 1-3-1. Bourbon County, they spread the floor. Bird outside. They look for Robinson for a three, I would think. Here is Earlywine. Goes down inside, and the lay-in is good by Bartleson. A good ball movement. It's 51-50, and we got 1:22 to go. Pass comes down. Here's Decker. Sends it to Fawns. Gentry deep in the corner. Sends it back out to Dunn. Fawns, Gentry.
He's going to make the play. Who wants this in this moment?
Here is timeout taken by Coach Mays with 1:07 to go. 1:07 left. Montgomery County with the ball. They lead 51-50. And again, they had a 13-point lead in this half. But what do you say? After the first couple of minutes of this second half, I mean, Robinson has been phenomenal.
He really has been. You know, Montgomery County's, I felt like, for the most part of this game, has done a good job defensively. I thought what Bourbon County's been able to do as far as getting the pace of this game up helped them a whole lot. You know, when they went with the smaller lineup, took out Wilson and Bartleson, it really helped them to get to this point. But I think they played better with the way the flow of this game was going. And then, you know, you just look at a couple opportunities Montgomery County had, and you may have hit it right on the head with the ball that rimmed out on Luke Fawns, you know, because at that point in time is when Montgomery County then started being able to chip away at that Montgomery County lead at that point in time. And you could say at that point in time, if he hits that, we're probably not talking the same language right now. But Montgomery County's got to figure out right now, Dan, who wants this shot in this moment. Because I felt like right before that timeout, they were unsure who needed to get the ball and where they needed to get the ball at.
Bond says he's got 27. He's played
tremendous
game. Here's the entry pass comes to Fawns, top of the key. Hands it off to Gentry, back to Fawns, drives the baseline, and he's going to be fouled. That'll be on Bartleson, and that'll be his second. That's team foul number four.
If Bartleson's going to be the guard, Fawns, and you take him out on the floor.
Here is Dunn to get it in. Comes to Decker. Decker guarded by Earlywine. Indians don't. You don't have to shoot, folks.
You got to get the best shot you can get here.
And the Indians have four fouls to give in this game. Here is Decker. Decker drives in the right side, sends it back out to Dunn. Dunn drives down the lane, goes under, flips it up, no good, but got fouled with 40 seconds to go.
Showed great patience until he could get to the rim right there.
Bartleson gets his third foul.
Give credit to Robinson, the way he really fought Luke Fawns there to try to make it uncomfortable for anybody to want to throw him the ball there.
So with 40 seconds to go, Ethan Dunn, free throw is up and good. And now the Indians are going to take a timeout. Now you start talking strategy for these final 40 seconds. You kind of think maybe that you would let him shoot that second one first. I'll ask Coach after that. No. We're going to keep it right here. If Dunn makes here and you get a three-point lead, boy, you try to burn time, I would think, in them getting the ball up. And then, I don't know, do you use those four fouls and try to just
try to slowly get them.
Milk this clock down to where there's
you want to see if you can, if they do decide to go three quarters court pressure to slow them up, try to see if you can maybe get them to turn the ball over, make them feel a little uncomfortable here. But at the same time, you've got those fouls to use. You don't have to give them a good look if they if Montgomery County doesn't make the free throw here and they go down to try to win it with a three. You definitely don't want them to get a shot up for the three-point line.
So here is Ethan Dunn. Puts the free throw in the air, and it's good. Rose two. Indians are up 53-50, and they are pressuring all over the floor. And we get a whistle. Foul's going to be on Dunn. You didn't want that foul with no time going off the clock, but now you got three fouls to give.
I like your good place to say it. I read his lips.
Yeah. Here they inbound. Early one. Looking to get it in. Comes to Robinson. Everybody backs away. Robinson against Decker. Robinson is going to be fouled out front.
Smart. You run a little clock.
By Decker.
Foul.
Decker's third. We're down to 33.6 seconds.
That's the reason why you didn't want the foul that Dunn got at the bottom of bounds, because it would have gave you an extra foul to use more time.
Yeah. Here is the big guy, Barlson, to get it in. Hope he throws it back court, and he does. Way back there to Bird. Dunn almost got it. Bird coming up. We're under 30 now. Dunn across the timeline. Dunn looking. Bartleson. And now.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
They get a foul with 22.6 to go.
11 seconds came off the clock, and you get another foul. You just got to tell them right here, a two doesn't beat us right here. You just can't give them a three or an and one situation.
Again, Bartleson will inbound the ball. Robinson breaks toward the basket. They timeout taken by Bourbon County because they were going to struggle that five-second count getting the ball inbounds. Timeout with 22.6 to go. Montgomery County has one more foul to give. Bourbon County takes the timeout. I think that's their last timeout, Ivan. I'm not sure. But we'll be back. We'll step out 30 seconds, and then we'll be back to see how it ends.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
22.6 seconds left to play in this game. Montgomery County has one timeout left. Bourbon has no timeouts left. Montgomery County has one foul that they can give, and where it's not a shooting foul unless somebody's in the act of shooting. And, boy, you hope you can run another, 6 or 7 seconds off and get another foul, shorten this down to where their last shot maybe is kind of a desperation.
Let's see if Derek Robinson goes for a quick hitter just to get to the rim and get two, and then, you play the foul game and send him to the free throw line.
Robinson's got it in backcourt. 20 seconds to go. He's working against Decker. Robinson driving in toward the basket. Forces up a shot that does not go down. Rebounded. There's a three by Scott that is no good. The rebound is battled for. It's out of bounds. Montgomery County's ball, it should be, I believe, with 6.4 to go.
Too much time to go for a two-point shot there. They wasted too much time. If you're going to take a two-point shot there, you had to go a lot quicker, I felt like, to give yourself a chance there.
Indians will inbound the ball with 6.4 to go. Decker is going to inbound the ball. Bourbon kind of gets the sub in. Beatty comes back in. Get a little quicker lineup.
Got to hold on Beatty.
And there's going to be a foul on Bird.
Oh, Bird, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And we'll walk down and Dunn is going to shoot two free throws. And with 6.4 to go, he can end the game out of it.
Yeah, essentially here.
He makes one free throw. This game's over.
Makes it a two-possession ball game.
Because the Indians do not have to take the ball out of bounds. Because Bourbon has no timeouts left. Dunn, free throw, rolls it in. Dunn's 13th point of the game.
And we got a three-way tie.
Yeah. Dunn misses this one. Earlywine grabs a rebound. The Indians just don't want a foul. There's Earlywine throwing up a three that's no good. Goes out of bounds with 0.5 of a second to go. And the Indians will have to inbound the ball.
And just throw it in into the backcourt. Let somebody touch it.
Just throws it in the pond. And Bourbon was not defending him. Indians get the win, 54-50. We got a three-way tie in the 40th district with Montgomery County and Bourbon County and Paris. They're all now at 2-4 in the district. Clark County is the one seed, and they'll pull pills out of a bottle, Ivan, coming up Tuesday morning to decide.
Get out your lucky whatever, whether rabbit foot or whatever you may have, your lucky coin or whatever to put in your pocket on that day.
We'll be back and recap it for you after we step out here a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Montgomery County Indians, they get a 13-point lead in the game in that second half, and then hold on, win it by 54-50. It was certainly a victory that the Indians, they need to win. This is the type of game they haven't been finishing games a lot this season.
I was very concerned when it was 51-50, and Montgomery County had possession of the ball with 40-some seconds left in the game. It was like, who's going to take the shot? Because it really looked like, at that point in time, they didn't know, and they couldn't get the ball to Luke Fons, who had just a masterful game. I felt like it was his best game that I've seen him play. To be honest with you, it's the best game I've seen him play to completion. And even still, he took that three there late, and I know Coach Mays didn't think that was the best shot he could have took in that moment. And that's what you got to realize, understanding situations and where they get it. But the fact that he was down there fighting for that low block, he understood. And I think most of us that, have watched basketball for many years, you look at where opportunities are matchup-wise. Bourbon County had nobody that could match the skill set and abilities of Luke Fons out on the floor. He was either going to have a smaller guy on him or he's going to have a bigger guy on him. And either one, he would be able to take advantage of. And today, we saw him go and try to take advantage of it many, many, many times. And I thought that was a big key in this ball game to be able to see him be able to do that and really command the ball. And, you know, commanding the ball for your team doesn't make you selfish. You know, and I thought, I heard Tyrese Halliburton, the all-star guard for the Pacers last night, was listening to him in an interview. And he said he had to come to the point where he had to realize be scoring at times isn't being selfish. It's being what the team needs at that time, and then I'm going to be a great distributor to get everybody else the ball when they need to. That's for any scorer. As long as they understand there are times where I have to be a little bit selfish for the betterment of the team, for the team to be successful. And we saw that, I thought, this afternoon out of Luke Fawns.
Yeah, Fawns doing a great job of catching on the low right block and using the glass and putting them in.
And using his strength, using his size, all that good stuff. I thought it was a great, well-rounded game by him throughout the entirety of the game.
Coach Jason Mays is going to come join us now here on our post-game show. And, Coach, are you feeling lucky?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You don't feel lucky? I hope you do Tuesday morning.
No.
Oh.
You know, I don't know who's listening to this, but 40th District needs to – I'm not going to make waves this first year because I'm the new guy, right? New guys should never make waves. But if you go to the KHSA website, the tie protocol, it's not even written. You know, they need to formalize it. You know, we're one of the only districts where it's not written. It's just blank space. You know, you have your first option. If that doesn't happen, then you have your second option. Second option is for a three-way tie. It's not even written. So, ideally, I'd like for it to be RPI, but, you know, because it rewards teams for playing a good schedule. I do think, I know that the KHSA wants districts to do that, but they haven't mandated it. So, it'll be a pill draw on Tuesday morning, which I'm fine with, you know. But going forward, you know, the regional tournaments are going to be seeded by RPI. The state tournament is probably going to be, we're probably 2 years away from it being seeded by an RPI. So, you know, there's no reason districts shouldn't follow. You know, and I'd say over half the districts in Kentucky are doing right now anyhow.
Yeah.
So, but they need to at least put it in writing.
The regional is going to be seeded by RPI.
Not this year.
But in the future.
Yes.
Going forward. Luke Fawns, he gave you four quarters today, I thought, Coach.
Yeah, how many did he have?
He had 27.
Well, we ran the same play, I think, seven times, and he might have been 6 or 7 on it. I've never ran a play so consecutive times, but it just kept working. So kudos for him for, you know, understanding that he had mismatches in the post, and that was his role. So when he airballed that three at the top of the key, I could have choked him. But, I mean, he's a man. He deserves to be first-team All-Region. Surely people will vote for that, you know. But he's got a bright future. You know, he's making strides in all areas of his life, and I'm really proud of him.
Yeah. Brecken Decker.
What a warrior.
We wondered if he would be back in the game. Just tell us about what this game was like for you to deal with him.
I mean, I lost my cool a little bit on nobody, but just the situation. I slapped my hand on the scores table. First play of the game, he gets hit in the nose. First play. I mean, the kid is just, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. His body may have some brittleness to it, but his soul is as rock solid as they come. You know, his fortitude, his toughness, his resiliency. I mean, he is just basketball's version of Rocky Balboa. I mean,
after that happened and you went down the other bench, did you think he would be back in the game?
I didn't know. I mean, I know Jeff. Jeff was training for both these teams today. Jeff Carrico is doing a great job at UK Sports Medicine. But Jeff kept saying, just give me a second. I got to get the blood off his jersey first. It doesn't matter if he's got blood on it. And I'm like, okay. So finally, I sent Jordan down. It was near the end of the first quarter, about 2 minutes to go. And he said he's good to go. So that's why you wear a mask, in case you do get hit again. You know, that's the mask worked. Now, but he played that game with a mask and a nostril plugged. So he couldn't breathe. He was a mouth breather the whole game. It sucks. I mean, I broke my nose and I've had to wear, you know, you can't shoot in it. It's just weird. So I knew he had some missteps early on when he went back in. He was trying to make up for not being in the game. He needed to let the game come to him, and I tell you what he did. He inbounded against press offense. He got on the ball, and we kept our space integrity, and that's what won us the game because, you know, we didn't turn it over in the fourth quarter like we have in some other games because we had good space integrity, and that starts with your inbounder because when he inbounds it to E, he sprints middle, and a lot of times he ends up getting the ball back. And so there's an art to when do I attack 3-on-2 or when do I say, oh, no, we're going to hold this out and we're going to make him guard us for 20, 30 seconds. And he did a good job of that. Now, there were two possessions where I had Luke as the inbounder, and we had two turnovers. Matter of fact, Luke had another one where he threw it and hit the scores table on the inbounds pass. So, you know, I had to go back to Brecken, and he did a good job there. So, you know, he just, those little things that the fans and the stats don't show, he was super solid. And that was just his role today. You know, that was his role. And a lot of times he was guarding number 10, you know, late where he was trying to, you know, get down the lane. I thought he had a big stop there late and forced a miss. I went in the locker room. I usually don't after the game, but just real quick, and I huddled the team around him, and we celebrated him and just let him know how much we appreciate him and how inspirational he is and just how proud I was of him, and, you know, made him love on him a little bit, and then I left. So I wanted to make sure that we acknowledged him in the locker room.
Ethan Dunn, 13 points. He drives you crazy sometimes learning to play this point guard, but
better in the second half.
He deals with you so well, coach, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I know I probably say some things to him so directly that, let's give credit to his parents for not, you know, being offended by me coaching him hard. You know, let's give credit where credit's due. That's hard, especially now in 2024, you know. So they're letting me coach him hard, and so that's, you know, it starts because he's raised right. He's got, you know, successful parents and good people raising him. Matter of fact, funny story is his little baby sister, I think she's two, she put deodorant on his toothbrush this morning. So he comes in to walk through, and he was on. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "My mouth is dry, man. My little sister put deodorant on my toothbrush." So, you know, at halftime, I wrote two words on the board. I said facilitator, and I put VS period versus score. I said, E, oftentimes in a game when you're the point guard, you can't do both. There's times where you need to be one or the other. And there could be a possession where you're the first one, you're a facilitator, and then I may say, all right, we're going to ball screen for you, and you become the second one. So it's not like they're not exclusive of one another. It's just you got to know when to be the facilitator and when to be the scorer. And I said no other position has as much responsibility as understanding the science and the art of being a facilitating point guard versus a scoring point guard than the point guard. I said the twos and the threes, the fours and the fives, they don't have to worry about that, but you do. And I said it's just not an adrenaline game. You have to think the game. You have to see second and third layers of defense and help defense. You have to be a master of ball screen offense. You know, and I said, first half, you had three turnovers on C angle, which is our high ball screen play. Three turnovers. I said two of them, the rise guy, which is the guy that starts underneath the basket. So as the guy that sets the ball screen rolls, we have a rise guy. And a lot of times the rise defender will stop and help on the roll guy. And so he's wide open at the top of the key because his defender stayed and helped on the post. I was like, the rise guy was open twice, and you just never even looked at him. And, you know, he's run C angle probably 300 times this year. It's just not clicking yet. And that's okay, but he was better in the second half. You know, he did an over dribble and press offense, which is growth, you know. And so I was proud of him. You know, I think he's one of the reasons why they got out of zone. Not quite sure why they got out of zone, to be honest with you. But they did. Not quite sure why they wouldn't guard Luke with the big, but I will. You know.
Hey, I want to say real quick, Fawn's 27.7 rebounds. Dunn had 13 points, 10 points and 8 rebounds for Jarvis. And Decker had 4 points in the second half, and they were a couple of big baskets.
Yeah.
But then Dawson Gentry and Dane Clutie did not score a point.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Dawson only took 4 shots. Clutie took 1. They didn't score, but Clutie influenced the early part of the game with the inspiration he brought into the team when Decker went out.
Mm-hmm.
And Gentry played you know, a lot of times, particularly, I mean, he's a sophomore still. We call him a junior now, right, the end of the year?
Yeah,
but, you know, he the defense, the able to, he played great defense throughout the game. He did not let a lack of offensive production keep him from being involved in this game.
Which is growth, you know, because if you ask my assistant coaches, they'll say when he's not shooting, he becomes a defensive liability. And tonight he didn't do that, you know. He did a good job on early wine. You know, the stats on early wine. Do you know how many early wine had, Dan?
Early wine had 8.
Okay. So the stats on early wine is when he has more than 5 three-point attempts, he has more than 15 points in a game. So the key for him was not letting him get shots off on the perimeter.
And he did. He only took 2 three-point shots, and they were right at the end, and one of them was the late desperation.
He, you know, he's not looking to score off the dribble inside the lane. So, you know, and Dawson did a great job of that. Again, it's not going to show up on stats. It's not going to show up, you know, fans aren't picking up on that in the stands. But, I mean, because we played the numbers and the analytics say, you know, if we limit his number of attempts from behind the arc, he's not going to be able to help his team like he normally does or like he wants to. Dawson bought into that and did a great job regardless of how his offense was doing.
Well, hey, now it's just the season is over. Is there any chance you'll schedule a game next week?
No.
You're going to have a full week of practice. You're going to find out who your opponent's going to be on Tuesday morning and get ready for the district, right?
Right. You know, I don't even know Campbell County schedule. We were supposed to play Campbell today in this game last night. But I called Coach Souter and I said, look, we'll honor our agreement. We'll come to you next year. And let's just start the two-year agreement again next year. So we'll go there next year and they'll come to us the following year in 26. So he was fine with that. I don't even know what his schedule is this week. But I told you after the last game, I don't like scheduling games last week of the season because, you know, I've never had it. I mean, Colin Porter's dad, Chris Porter, one of my good friends, when I got this job, the first question he asked is, what kind of trainer do they have? And, you know, Montgomery County, we've got to do a better job of getting a full-time trainer. And I know that's not our county's fault. It's the athletic training industry. There's a low supply of qualified athletic trainers right now. But if we don't have Jeff Carrico in practice, the first practice all year we've had a trainer, Brecken didn't play today. Facts. That's how important it was. Okay? And he said, do you need a trainer? What kind of trainer you got? I said, oh, they haven't hired one yet. He said, uh-oh. He said, so then he called a bunch of my parents that he knew, and he said, or players' parents that he knew, he said, you got to hire. I don't care what you say about it, you better hire a trainer. I don't know what it is, but our kids get beat up. You know, our practices are physical. We don't have out of bounds in practice. We, you know, our pressure defense takes its toll on you physically. And I just learned that they need that last week to heal, get inflammation out of their bodies, get bruises off their bodies, you know, and to just to decompress a little bit, not only physically but mentally. So we're off tomorrow. We're going to go 2-a-days on Monday. We don't have school. So we're going to do an offensive practice for about 1 hour and 15. We're going to do a defensive practice for about 1 hour and 15. And then Tuesday, they don't even know this, I'm going to take them to the Moorhead Southern Indiana game. So we're going to be off on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll start tweaking some things. And what we do is it's sort of like what my wife fails to do when she shops. You know, if you buy a new dress, you take an old dress out, right? It's what you're supposed to do. Well, no, she just keeps adding. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the opposite of that. We're going to take some stuff out that we're not using, not executing, and add a few things that I think can help. We'll add and subtract from our playbook. We are going to probably put in another defense that we haven't showed this year, things like that. So we'll heal and we'll get better.
More, not just the Indians this season. Bourbon County had the problem tonight. There have been more teams that I've seen this year trouble getting the ball in bounds from side court down under the basket. You know, is there a reason you think why that's all of a sudden why this season seems to be really difficult? What are teams doing defensively?
Are you talking about out of bounds underneath or against
or
presses?
Side court anywhere. It's just trouble getting the ball in bounds against the half court defense.
I think passing is becoming a lost art, to be honest with you. A lot of times kids will make air passes, and an air pass is easy to deflect versus a bounce pass is harder to deflect. Plus, it's lower. And so one of the reasons is we're making too many air, you know, players make too many air passes. They need made more bounce passes. And the other thing is no one pass fakes anymore. Pass fakes, lost art. You know, fake a pass to make a pass. And we're getting better at that in zone offense. We're still bad. But literally these kids, they don't know how to pass fake. You know, it's a very fun. I remember in camp when I went to Pete Gillen Xavier camp when I was like 8 years old, and I spent half a day doing nothing but pass faking. You know, I remember that. It stands out. I don't think anybody does that anymore. Pass faking and pivoting and bounce passes.
11-17. I know it's this has not been the regular season that you really. I think you maybe thought it would be and hoped it would be. But,
yeah, I thought we'd be more like 500.
The postseason is it's wide open, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we controlled what we could have controlled today. So we just take the next step forward, which you won't know that is what that is until Tuesday morning. We have the district meeting 9:30 at GRC Tuesday morning, and I'm sure it'll all be released on what the brackets are. And regardless who we play, regardless what seed we are, we'll get prepared and we'll put our best foot forward and try to get this team in the regional tournament.
Hey, do you like playing in Clark County?
I do. Yeah. Why was I thinking it was going to be at Paris all year?
I don't know.
Was I just wrong on it? So the district is at Clark County.
District is at Clark County. The girls' region is here, and the boys' region is in Mason.
So I would much rather play the district at GRC than Paris. You know, it's just Paris is a hard place to win a basketball game. Okay, I don't care if you're who you're playing, Globetrotters or an MCYB team. It's just a hard place to play a game. You know, there's gyms when I was at Ashland, Russell was that place. You know, just small, intimate. Walls are close to the, you know, the court, and an older facility, and just, you know, our locker room there last time didn't have chairs in the locker room. We were in a classroom with no chairs, so guys are sitting on the floor. You know, all that little stuff matters. You know, it breaks up your rhythm and your protocol, what you're used to doing. So,
last question before we leave.
Yeah.
Did you buy your tennis shoes, or were they a gift, or did Lori Beth pick them out?
No, I bought these.
You bought those?
Yeah. I need, look at that.
Yeah.
I need tan.
They're not out of the orange. I mean, you got orange, you got blue, you got tan, you got white, you got kind of gold, a little black. I mean, you know, you got all kinds of.
Well, I was covering my bases back in the summer. I didn't know which high school job, you know, I was going to. No, I'm just kidding. these are the 1990 retro Air what are they? Nike Air Max.
Nike Air Max.
Air Max, yeah. And they're actually very uncomfortable. So I don't even really like them. But.
Coach, thanks for all your help throughout the season, for being so accommodating to be and available to us. We appreciate it a lot, and look forward to the postseason. See how long we can make this run.
Thank you for your professionalism, Dan. Ivan is showing. Look at this shoe. Barney wouldn't wear the cart. You know Barney, the purple dinosaur? He wouldn't wear that shoe.
That's from the Barnum and Bailey Circus right there. The clowns are wearing those. Coaches.
Thank you, Dan. You're awesome. You're a professional. My last three radio personalities have a combined experience in the field of over 160 years. And you're a true gem. You mean a lot to a lot of people in our community. You have made an impact for many years. So,
you're way too kind, and congratulations on getting a big win.
Yep, thank you.
Hey. And, folks, that'll do it. We'll be back and wrap this thing up and talk about next week coming up after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Lady Indians win the first game today, 54-31. Hayden Berry had 28 points to lead the Lady Indians, and they go into the 40th district tournament as the number two seed, where they will play Bourbon County again, and Clark
whites.
County will play Paris.
They wear their whites. That's what we were deciding today, what uniforms we'd be wearing.
Here in the second game, Luke Fawns, 27 points, 7 rebounds. Jarvis with 10 and 8, 13 for Dunn. And again, Brecken Decker, 4 big points in the second half. Dawson Gentry and Dane Clutie, I thought, played extremely well without scoring a point with big minutes for this team. And Gentry playing on, I don't know, Gentry came out a couple of times very briefly and played almost the whole game and didn't score. And just shows sometimes you don't have to get points to be a major impact on a game. And Gentry, I thought, was that today with good, solid defense. And Isaiah Rowley didn't play much today, didn't take a shot, but it was just that kind of a game. Indians pretty much going with 5 players there in that second half all the way. Indians are now at 11-17, Bourbon County 11-14. And again, Tuesday morning, they'll draw pills from a bottle, just like you're, I don't know, shooting, you're around the pool table and take that pill bottle and shake it up and see what pills you got, see what balls you got to make, and they'll decide who's going to be the 2 seed, the 3 seed, and the 4 seed from Paris, Bourbon County, and Montgomery County, and somebody's going to get that number 4 seed, and they won't be very happy, but they'll get to play Clark County at Clark County, and the other two will be in a dogfight based on what we've seen throughout this season, and that's how we'll begin postseason play, Ivan.
And, you know, however it shakes out, it's going to be 2, I think, very competitive games. Even though GRC's, you know, in the clubhouse on the leader, on the leaderboard in the clubhouse, these other two teams have showed, or these other three teams have shown that they can play with them. It's just a matter, you know, closing it out against a team like that is so confident and is so highly thought of. But, you know, I'm sure GRC is probably thinking of it from a standpoint, you know, who from a matchup standpoint would we like to see in that first game. But it's not that any one of these four teams couldn't advance. All of them could advance. We've seen it time and time again. And so you want the more favorable, what you think is the favorable situation. But, hey, all these coaches and players just are happy that they get an opportunity to play one more time when it comes to a week from this coming Monday.
Hey, our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer today, for being with us. And, Ivan, always a pleasure to be with you. Monday night, Lady Indians playing host to a really good Ashland Kenton team, and we'll be right there for the action at the MCHS Arena. Hope a lot of fans will make it out to see a good, top-rated girls basketball game coming up on Monday night. And until then, don't forget you can hear UK over on 97.7 this evening. And until we join you again on Monday night, for Ivan and Jeff, I'm Dan Manley. So long from the Russ Day Gymnasium at Bourbon County High School.
You've been listening.
listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.